Howard Stern.
All right, I'm excited because on the phone is Sammy Hagar, and walking into my studio right now is David Lee Roth, who... The two of them, I can't even... There's David Lee. Look at him. And looking good, too. Looking happy and healthy. Hey, David.
Hello there.
Hey, man.
What's happening, brother?
Take a seat. David always looks so happy.
I'm delighted to be here.
Good. Let me get Sammy on the phone. Have you met with Sammy face-to-face, by the way?
I've met with Sam twice now. We're actually colleagues. Sam, are you there?
Sam, are you there?
Howard.
Hey, how you doing, Sammy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Dave?
Outstanding.
Well, I got to tell you something. I never would have believed like the Russians would be our friends. And more importantly, I never would believe that you two would work together.
Bono called me and told me I had to do it for world peace, Howard.
Let me go to Sammy first. Sammy, I'm assuming you always told me over the years you don't need money. So it's not for the money you're doing this. Why are you doing it?
I'm doing it because Dave called me and said, well, he had someone call me, see if I was interested. I said, I think it's a great, great idea. I think the whole concept is just to do with rock and roll. It's to do with the history of Van Halen. And it's just to do with shoving it up the brothers' ass and not getting off their ass and come on doing it with us.
That's what I thought. Is this a big F you, Dave, to the guys in Van Halen? In other words...
That definitely is what kind of motivated me a little.
As you can see, Sam and I can get along. Henceforth, I can pretty much hang with anybody. I think, in retrospect, it is a little bit for Eddie Van Heineken.
In a way, will this motivate you two to be friends? Because even Robin said to me, how long do you think these two guys, with their egos...
Well, you never know, Howard. We don't know. We haven't hung. You know, we haven't even done one show yet.
Right.
And honestly, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think it's totally cool. I don't plan on hanging that much with my man Diamond, but I mean, if he wants to hang, we start doing that. That's one thing. But this is really, you know, it's a little bit...
I think we have two different approaches here. Sam is going to throw a hell of a party, and I am the party.
So
yeah,
you
throw a party for Dave every night.
But Dave.
But what are you going to sing? Let's get down to the music.
We're not
I got more
together.
Hits than Beethoven, Robin. Come on.
David Lee Roth has 7 albums with Van Halen.
Right.
Sammy Hagar has 6 albums with Van Halen.
Right.
Between the two of you, you got a lot of hits.
Probably close to 100 million record sales, not including the bootlegs.
Now, how does it work? Are you guys only going to sing Van Halen songs?
I'm going to pretty much dwell on it. And the times when I was quarterback for the band, that's as familiar as the Nike swoosh or the McDonald's arches in America.
Because that's what the audience wants, right?
Absolutely.
Sammy, would you agree?
No, I mean, I'll do about 6 Van Halen songs out of about 15.
And what will you do, some Sammy Hagar solo material?
Of course.
Okay. And Dave, you will...
I might even play some Howard Stern songs, you know?
And Dave, you will stick mostly to Van Halen.
It's so familiar, Howard. When both New York teams took the field for the World Series, they both played Running with the Devil. How can I defy something like that?
And how do you go about finding a band? Who can play Van Halen? Now,
well, once you've already created the material, originating the material is the magical trick. But once it's on a record, 1 in 10 million may be able to...
No, I'm
actually saying,
would you like me to slow down or just more space?
It's 5:30 a.m. my time, man. I'm on the West Coast.
See, it's already started.
Sam, I haven't been to sleep since the late 80s. Knock it off.
Sammy, what's your point? That Dave...
never takes a breath.
Dave never takes a breath and doesn't let you talk?
Well, he's just really good, man.
This tour's going to be great.
Is going to be superb. Are you kidding? In a rivalry like this, and there's the harshest element of any rivalry, I think, between Sam and I, and I've said this before, is nothing that can't be solved with a shot of Cabo Wabo Tequila.
Wait a minute, Dave. Is there anything to the fact, though, that you probably think your Van Halen material is the strongest material?
Of course I do.
Is there really a rivalry?
Well, this is like a little bit, not only is this a fiesta, but it's also a little bit like a NASCAR stock car race. And
now,
you're here,
like Tyson Lewis, not Elton Billy. You know what I mean?
Take me back now to, Dave, you're sitting at home and you have this idea, you have a brainstorm. And I get the brainstorm. You're saying, wait a second. Van Halen thinks they hold all the cards. They have the band. But meanwhile, their effort to get a new frontman in Gary Cherone failed. They really can't go on tour. No one wants to see Van Halen without a frontman.
That is a tribute to both the frontmen.
Right. And
well,
in a sense, they're
the two frontmen of one of the most familiar sounds in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
So you're sitting at home, and you go over it, and you say, wait a second. if Sammy Hagar and I go out on tour, that creates excitement. It screws these guys in Van Halen who won't let either one of us back to doing what we do.
And they really can't go on the road and do the music.
How do you
well,
then...
Well, they can do anything they want, but truthfully, this is a great tour. This is pretty much, you know, they tried it without either one of us, and it didn't work for them. And I don't think the fans want to hear another singer in that band.
I think what you have here is a lifestyle.
I think Van Halen's kind of like done. Otherwise, one of us would probably be back in that band.
You got a point of view. What you have here is a genuine action figure.
So let Sammy say what he's saying.
I'm going to go back and with my same band for the day I left Van Halen, I got to Wobble Readers. We have the same band. Okay, Vic Johnson, Mona, Jesse, you know, David Lars. The Redheads know who this band is. And we're going to do the same thing we've always done. It's just that we're going to team up with Dave, and we're going to go out and do it together. And hopefully you guys are going to get this coin flip the hell over with so I can go back to sleep and do what I do.
I want to flip Jenna Jameson and call Tails.
Now, wait a second. Sammy,
are you going to flip a girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna flip it, honey. But let me just say something, Sammy. You do sound hostile.
Rob, let's flip Robin.
You do sound hostile. I have a feeling that it's going to be like two separate dressing rooms. You guys' paths aren't going to... Will you ever take to the stage together?
Let me ask you a question. Sam, let me ask you a question.
Hold it.
What is Sammy? Sammy, would you ever take the stage with Dave?
Absolutely.
You would?
And Dave?
I'll play guitar on any of them tracks and let Dave sing.
Sam has sung a lot of my songs. I don't think I've sung any of his.
But first...
Would you sing one of his?
No.
We got to make sure we can do this. No, really, to me, I like the competitive side. I've been doing an evening with since I left Van Halen for like almost 400 shows I've done. And... you know, you get a little lazy sometimes. You walk out there with all your fans, just kind of roll around the stage, you know, and sing your ass off or whatever, and it's all good.
But Dave is saying he will not sing one of your songs.
I don't blame him.
And Sammy says it'll be fun dealing with the people who love Dave.
I have, and you know what? I've already met everybody I know. I want to meet everybody Sam knows.
See? Yeah,
and I think there's a little cross-training there.
Dave, is this your way?
Dave,
is this your way of proving to the audience at large that you're not the guy who broke up Van Halen, that you're actually easy to get along with, and that Van Halen is difficult to get along with?
Again, it's not my original ambition, but in retrospect, that certainly demonstrates.
What was it like when you sat home and came up with this idea to tour with Sammy Hagar?
Amazing. He was the guy who made the phone call.
What was the phone call?
He put somebody up to it.
Who did you have make that phone call?
I had my new assistant, Matt, do it.
Okay.
And we called Irving Azoff, Sam's manager.
Okay. And what was that phone call like when you first, I guess Sammy said, okay, to your assistant, I would like to talk to Dave about this. What was it like when you called Sammy?
I didn't speak to Sam on the phone. I met him at a meeting, and the first thing that I said is, hey, there's been an acre of bad blood, a river of bad blood through us here.
Right.
And it's time to go on, you know, something in the future. It's unity. I think maybe you even said it. If we can do it, next stop Palestine, huh?
Right. It does seem amazing to me. And Sammy, when you were face-to-face with David Lee Roth, was there revulsion at first of all the negative things he said about you? Were you really turned off?
You know, Dave never said anything that was true about me. The only time things hurt, Howard, is when someone says something that's true about you. Deep inside, something you know is really true, that really bothers you. Well, the kind of things Dave said, you know what they are. I'm sure you got them right in front of you. You can read the list right down there.
Well, all right, let's go. Sam, at least I didn't call you a goofball.
All right, let's go to the tape.
Goofball, I'd have been pissed off.
Let's go to the tape. Here's David Lee Roth on Sammy Hagar.
I knew you had it. I knew it.
Well, Sammy is a mindless little bridge troll drone, you know. Everything that comes out of his mouth is word barf, you know. And it's
right.
Sammy is my boy.
Right.
He works for me, man.
That's
he's
right.
My, he's my
he's
bitch.
He's your dog.
That's
he's
right.
Your bitch.
And when he says my name, we just sell that many more records.
That's
just
all.
Reminds people of the glorious past even more. He doesn't even know it.
Is that still true, Dave?
I hereby regret saying anything bad about anybody in my entire lifetime.
Well, apparently Sammy has stopped singing those songs and paying Dave.
Right. Yeah.
Actually,
Sammy?
I think Sam's bass player, Mona, is going to punch me in the mouth.
Sammy, any comment about that?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, do I look like somebody's bitch?
Well, Dave, you are a master of karate. I know that for the truth. And I know
Call
Sammy,
me Grouchy Tiger.
And I know that Sammy is a professional boxer almost. If you two were to fight, who would win?
Absolutely, Sam.
Really?
He outweighs me by 40 pounds.
I'm looking forward to this so much. I mean, I'm probably, if you want to find me before Dave goes on, I'll probably be in his dressing room, like, listening to him, because I bet you he's, like, really, really entertaining before he goes on, winding himself up and winding everybody up around him. And to me, That's some good stuff, right?
Is there a chance you will go out on tour and then about a month later we'll read that one of you is very ill and can't go on with the tour? And
that's
really,
a chance.
Yeah, what's really going on?
I don't think there's any chance of that. Sam, on your side, what do you say?
Well, I'm pretty healthy, but there's a big chance that this thing could blow up for some reason,
right,
and not do a second leg or anything.
Right.
I think, you know, these 22 shows, you know, they're practically sold out of the box. And I think it's pretty damn impressive and pretty damn fun. And hopefully
I'm going.
We'll hang in there and not party ourselves to death within the first month.
I think what's fun about this is to watch to watch you two interact. And I think the audience almost demands that
to see you together.
That you get on the stage together.
It could happen.
It's entirely possible. Anything's possible. If we accomplished it to this degree, Howard, then anything's possible.
And the audience does want to see you guys do Van Halen material because...
What would they do together, though?
Well, just a gigolo.
Sam and Dave.
Hold on, I'm coming. Gold man.
I think we're already being sued by the owners of the Sam and Dave title.
Oh, they're right. Right in line.
Somebody sent a letter claiming that we've stole the Sam and Dave moniker and that they want to sue us.
That's
and
true.
And my lawyer sent a letter back saying something like, well, in case last we look, one of them's dead. And
Sam and Dave fans might be fooled to thinking that Sam and Dave Moore are out there doing it.
Doing Van Halen.
Right, now two white guys,
doing Van Halen. Well, why don't you call it...
Just put our picture on the paper. Nobody will, you know, they'll be okay with
it. Call it Dave
our
and Sam.
Our picture is already all over the papers.
Hey, here is Sammy Hagar talking about David Lee Roth.
Yes.
I just think that it's, is what I'm saying, is like, you know, some, I think Dave's trying to be sexy, and I just want to let him know, I don't think women like that kind of stuff.
I'm going to bite your ear off.
It's too goofy.
It's too goofy. It's just
you're
great.
You're calling the wrong
women
crowd,
like construction workers and stuff.
Yeah, right. They're like manly men.
Yeah, guys
right,
with
right.
belts on with, you know, with hammers and stuff. You know?
I understand what you're trying to say. What about that?
A little bit of fame.
Curious, Howard. Did I sound like I was really mean what I was saying?
There? Yes.
Yeah, I think so. That's it. Hey,
by the way,
let's take it up on deck.
Dave, we're busted, man. We're busted. Howard is busted. This whole thing is going to blow up because of you, Howard. We had it all together. Now you're trying to ruin it.
How about a little credit to Howard Stern, who in 1997, during a Sammy Hagar interview, I said to him, what about a Sam and Dave tour? And what about the rumor that you and David Lee Roth are forming a duet?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Silly, man. Hey, look, I would love to meet Dave. I never met Dave, but you got to admit, come on, Howard. I'm not trying to burn the guy. He is really a goofball, man.
Wow. I can't wait to visit.
As you can see, there is some noise and color and controversy here. And I think what you're... trigger hippies, you know.
David Lee Roth
needs a chance. We're going to get right after.
Isn't it true that Sammy Hagar, when you approached him about doing this tour, Sammy said, "Yes, I'll do it, but I have to open every night." Is that true or false?
I think I said that.
You said you wanted to open every night. Did you?
You know what?
No, Sammy, you said
I had to get up off all that stuff, Howard. I really did, man. You know, it was tough. It was a real ego shock to me when Dave said, we're going to flip-flop. And I said, you're crazy. I haven't opened for anyone since 1979. I don't plan on opening for you, Dave, or anybody else.
You want to be the headliner.
Well, what we got here is beautiful. It's 50-50. You split everything 50% in the billing. And frankly, you know, I'll flip the coin or take it as, you know, you want to decide.
I flip this coin, does that mean whoever wins this coin toss
can decide who opens or who
they can decide their
night.
Position.
No, for the first night.
For the first night.
Whoever wins the coin toss gets to decide what they want to do the first night, and from that day on, it flip-flops.
Sammy, why is it important to you to headline? Why? Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Do you think Dave's hard to follow?
Howard, it's important to every person in this business to headline, because that is where it's at. And Dave knows it, I know it, otherwise there wouldn't be an issue here. The person that headlines has the advantage. You get full darkness in the outdoor situations. You get full darkness, full light. You come on like you're the big star.
Right.
People ain't milling around in the audience when you're...
Unless you don't need all full lights and full sound and full stage.
It's where it's at. We both get full sound for full stage no matter what. But you don't get full darkness, and you don't get sometimes the full house, because some people can't be there at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Are you... You're not afraid to follow Dave. You want to follow
Dave. No, 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 no. No, no. I'm not afraid to follow anybody.
Right.
But I bet you somebody's afraid to follow me. I mean, if I've never
no
been
way,
allowed
no,
to open
no
for
way.
Anybody, that's how I became
I got to say
liner,
that going from
no one would open
going
for
from me no to you is like open. Going from Speedballs to milkshakes, man.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Look out!
Well, you know,
pow!
Look, I think this is what makes the show great for the fans. I really do. Because, honest to God,
this isn't going
to
last more.
Throw the seatbelt away.
This is not going to last.
I want to make this guy wish he'd never did this, okay? And that's the idea of it. And I'm sure he's going to try to do the same thing.
Sam, I made everything you're not,
good.
Plus a silo full of 200 proof testosterone. Let's party, pal.
So, in a way, I'm a little shocked by what I'm hearing. In other words, Sammy's attitude really seems to be, hey, listen, man, I'm going out there to blow you off the stage and prove to the fans once and for all that I'm
the
guy.
Absolutely.
That's what his
absolutely.
Attitude is.
But
well,
it sounds like a lot of concern.
Because I just like Dave, I'm going to make him work even harder, and hopefully vice versa, he stirs me up.
Sam is on the extra bike. Sam's pumping wiffle weights. He's getting ready.
I'm ready.
Are you bringing out the bass player from Van Halen? Are you bringing Michael Anthony with you?
You know what? Mikey's welcome, but I don't think the brothers would kill him.
Yeah, but the brothers haven't done anything in half a decade. You should bring him out and do the sound with him, and I might think about jamming with that. Lose Mona and get Mikey in there.
But
Mikey's welcome. Mikey's coming to my house today.
Is that right?
Playing tonight with Lars and Kurt from Metallica at the Fillmore.
You are kidding.
Stellar Company at the top of the mountain.
You're telling me that you
and Michael Anthony?
Michael Anthony and Lars and
Kirk Hammett
and
tonight
Kirk
at Fillmore.
Wow. That's a great show.
That's a good show.
What kind of music do you do?
What's that?
What kind of music do you guys do?
My songs. Guys, you're watching an NFL game. It's 4th-and-1 with 30 seconds to go. Whose stuff is blurring out of the speakers? Come on.
Wait a minute. Let me say something here, because I do hear something going on here. Like,
it's all fun,
now,
man.
Dave,
this is all fun. This is
wait
what rock and roll is about, as far as I'm concerned.
All right,
without
Sammy.
All this stuff, it's just some other crap, you know?
All right, but you do have your contention is that Van Halen had the bigger hits with you.
Yeah, that's up to the people, man. You know, when I kick off Right Now, or if I kick off Dreams, or if I kick off Why Can't This Be Love, you don't think that whole place could be up shaking their ass and singing you're crazy.
Well, Dave, you don't think much of the post-David Lee Roth Van Halen. You don't think much of those songs, but...
Howard, I'm in contest with the entire rest of the planet, much less Sam Hagar.
Right.
And as far as, you know, what I've written with the Van Halens, I'm eminently proud of. If anything else, this is a testimonial to what we did together.
So
not
David
so
Lee
much
Roth...
an insult as it is a solo...
Sammy...
But you don't think they'll be rocking for Hot for Teacher?
Of course they will.
I'm a fan myself.
Knees and elbows for days. Every single song that I do, people are going, oh, I know this song.
World
I
of
love
Van Halen.
That song.
There was two
one.
Eras that worked.
Yeah,
okay?
two
eras, and we're going to go out and do them. I mean, it isn't like just, you know, I'm not saying here one's better than the other. I think they were both great. Every record I've
No, Sam, I'm not saying that one era was better than the other either. I'm saying I'm better than you.
No, it's all
but
good.
I think Sammy's saying because he had the bigger hits, he should close
have bigger hits.
Sammy, what about what Dave just said?
No, this is about Sammy Hagar thinks he should close the show because Sammy Hagar says, as a solo artist, I have been a headliner since 1979 without Van Halen.
You got to watch out when they start speaking in third person.
Still a headliner, and that's why I think I should. I've sold a few records myself.
Slow down, Sam. Slow down.
You
lost me a paragraph ago. What?
When I play, I can't drive 50.
Tell.
Absolutely.
Well, Sam, what Dave is saying is that he is going to go out there and prove that he's a better performer than you.
He can do anything he wants. I really hope that Dave does really great. I really hope that
Sam,
Dave
I'm smiling completely right now. Are you smiling?
All right, let me ask another question.
How you doing, Robin? How?
If it were the case that when Dave opens, the crowd goes crazy and it's a little less exciting for the crowd, or there's a little bit of a drop off that happens when you're you're on stage.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a problem for you?
First of all, it won't happen. But number one, if it was, I know how to work with that. I would just have to kick it up a little bit until the people got up and went for it. Also, by the time the advantage also of being the
can I say something on your behalf?
The whole
my behalf
to be
as
drunk,
well here, Sam.
Okay, the whole place to be drunk. So that he can
Well, you said it for me.
Yeah, no, I think that...
Party will just keep going.
I don't think anybody's going to even know that. No,
personally,
that changed.
I think that...
All good, you guys.
I personally think that it's a great idea for you guys to tour together.
This turns into one of those gigs that starts when McDonald's starts serving hamburgers. When is that, 10:30 in the morning? That's when people start showing up in the parking lot.
I just wonder, I truly wonder what's going to happen on tour when you two guys start to interact.
Yeah.
And when, if something goes wrong, the crowd turns against one of you, even jokingly. I don't know. You
guys, drama. Are you here to see the winner or the car wreck at the car race?
Yes,
never sure.
You want to see Picasso smash the painting worth $10 million when he was painting? You don't want to see some guy do a paint by numbers. This ain't no paint by numbers. This is the real deal. We're going to be out there doing it for real.
Allowing Gary Cherone to open for both of you?
No. Gary is doing the vagina monologues.
Yeah. Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
I'm 34 years old, so I'm in the Van Halen generation. Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan, and I think if I went to this show and David Lee opened, after I heard Jamie's Crying, Ain't Talking About Love, Running with the Devil, Panama, I love Sammy Hagar. He's a good guy. I would never turn on him. But after I heard those songs, I'd say show's over, man.
No, I don't know that.
I gotta go.
I'm a Van Halen.
This is one of the attractabilities to the show, because for every one of you, there's one or two of the who say, no, it should be called the Sam and Dave Tour instead of Rob
Hagar. Sammy, what song do you open up with?
With a song called Shaka Doobie.
Shaka Doobie, and then... And David Lee, what do you open with?
I brought a smile to the hips of people everywhere. It doesn't matter what I open with.
What's your opening song?
But we start off with Hot for Teacher.
Wow.
The
first song out of
the most bombastic.
Pow!
Pow!
Hot
for
Teacher.
I got my pencil.
You see, Sammy, you got to open with a Van Halen tune.
I don't got to do anything.
Yes, you do. You got to.
I'm a professional.
He's opening
up. We're back.
Sammy.
I'm a professional.
Sammy, he's opening with Hot for Teacher. You got to go with your
song. Shaka Doobie ain't going to do it.
Wait a minute.
Luga-laga.
How long does each set last?
Wait a sec, Sammy.
Hour and a half.
You gotta open with us.
Greatest hits. I back to back it. I don't even bother talking in between the songs.
I ain't gonna do anything.
Yeah, we do over.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta top Dave. Play Smoke on the Water. Anything. I don't care.
We all came down.
I do the same song. That's what I do.
I can't wait to see you guys. Why don't you guys do the same songs and then see who does them better?
That's
an old-fashioned blues contest.
There you go.
You play 3A.
About it, Dave. Got his people that are going to think he's better every night. I got my people going to think I'm better every night.
Sammy.
I am playing on the show that I would do that I think is the best thing I can do on stage. I'm not just going to go up there and say, hey,
I'm going to go up there and say, I still am the singer of Van Halen, and I'm Diamond David Lee Robinson.
Wait a second.
Exactly. It's going to be fun.
Here's what you do if you guys have any balls. You split the stage in half.
There you go. There you go.
Bam.
Pow. Pow. Coming at you.
All right, I'm going to flip this friggin' coin.
All right.
I'm asking for your permission. I know you like tails. Well, I might have heads. Is that good?
All right.
Heads
so,
for Sammy?
Head.
Was that a stab at humor?
Sammy?
No, you're the one that told me when we were going to flip the blonde, you would take tails.
Okay.
Oh.
Do we have to flip a coin to see who gets heads or tails first? Should we do that?
Yeah. No, we're cool.
Okay.
All right, so you want heads.
I want heads.
And David's going to take tail.
First of all, if you guys think I trust you two guys in the studio together with me here in California.
Listen to this.
I got a camera on this.
You know,
it's okay. I'm going to flip it.
I need a witness.
No. I'm the patron saint of larceny.
I will tell you what happened.
I'm going to flip it, and then I'm going to let it hit the floor here or hit the desk, and whatever it says, I will read out. You can trust me.
And
I like both of you guys.
You got a drum roll?
Sammy Hagar has heads. This is for the first concert. Where is the first concert, by the
Cleveland.
Way?
Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland's the opening of the tour. When is that?
29th.
Oops.
May.
May 29th.
All right.
Ticketmaster.com. They got all the details. Okay, here you go. I don't even know how to flip a coin.
Just
go.
Come on.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Put it on your thumb. Get it up there. Oh, my God. That
he really
does it.
Now, which one is this?
Oh,
what is that?
Again. What are you doing?
Oh, it's tails. It's tails.
Tails.
I headline.
Dave wins.
Tails. It headlines.
I headline. It's just like biblical.
It headlines.
Dave closes the first night. Is that right, Dave? Is that what you...
I close the first night.
Right to hell on.
I'll see you there.
Right. You know what?
What time is ignition for me? 9:15?
Outstanding.
The first thing we ordered up was the backstage stereo. Come on.
Are you happy about this?
I'm delighted.
You're delighted.
Sammy, you're not going to grandstand now and play longer and wait.
I would never do that.
All right.
Why do you have...
I'm a professional. Okay. If I wasn't a professional, I wouldn't be on this damn show at 5:30 a.m. California time.
That's right.
I'd be sleeping it off.
Will Gary Cherone be carrying your amps?
Gary Cherone's welcome to come out and just say hi to the folks if he would like.
I think Gary was just a kind of an unfortunate blip on the screen, and I think what you have here is flavor of the summer, huh?
Right. So what we can expect is Sammy Hagar in Cleveland will go out on stage first. He will do his thing. David Lee Roth will headline.
No. Listen, David Lee Roth will close the show.
Hey, what time?
What was that?
David Lee Roth will close the show.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
What time? No headlining.
Words
though.
Are all you ever had.
So you guys will go out there with your own bands.
Yes, sir.
You will not use the same band.
Absolutely not.
And what happens next night, though? Now, does it flip?
It reverses.
Yeah, the next night, Journey closes.
Now, when are you guys coming to New York so I can see this show?
Yes. This should happen after the 4th of July at some point. They're starting to put the schedule together now.
You'll never make it.
I hope it lasts till then.
I know.
Keep your fingers crossed.
I think Cleveland's going to see the only David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar show.
Keep your fingers to yourself, and I'll see you in New York.
See, my opinion has always been, Howard, if you want to know the truth, that it's the first time we're going to have any problems. It's the time that I open. That's why when I picked heads, I was hoping I would win, and I was going to say I will open the first show.
Oh.
Then the troubles will start right then into the competition.
The very next
start from that very second. That's how it's going to start getting heated. Dave's going to go, oh, my God, I got to go on after that. And he's going to go out and he's going to kick some biggest ass.
Sam, the only problem that I'm going to have is the stain you're going to leave on the floor when you leave.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this is getting good, man.
Dave, you don't have an ego, do you?
Oh, yeah. Big as Boston, girlfriend.
When's the last time you were on stage, Dave? Seriously, you doing Van Halen
songs? Oh, I was just in Atlanta with 30,000 of my closest friends, and then the audience at the Atlanta Music Festival about 4 nights ago.
Did you do Van Halen stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
We tore the roof off that sucker.
Right,
boom.
Right.
Boom. Half that audience, too, is about 21 years old.
All right. And, Sammy, you've been going on regularly, right?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
Alimony will do that for you.
Let me just see a couple of people if they want to talk about this.
Oh, don't start, Howard. You leave these people out. I know this trick.
You sound like he's applying a tourniquet, Sam. I'll cover for you.
Sammy, I don't...
Can you handle this by yourself, maybe?
Sorry, you want to leave?
Come on, Sam.
Come on, Sammy.
Look, it's 6 o'clock.
Don't be a pussy.
It's not going to get any later.
Don't be a pussy.
Have a shot of Cobble Wobble, go back to bed, if you don't mind.
Oh, we mind.
Sam, I'll cover for you.
One phone call. Come on.
Come on, the fun is having you two together.
All right. Make sure that they really piss me off, Howard.
All right, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, this is probably the most dedicated redhead in Orlando. I got a question for Sammy and a proposition for Howard.
What's that?
Sammy, are you going to be, everybody, it's kind of up in the air. Are you going to be playing your birthday at the cantina? I mean, you
absolutely.
Know, when you're...
Very what nice. Is the cantina? Dave's birthday is October 10th. Mine's October 13th. I told Dave at the Cobble Wobble, I'll play for his birthday on the 10th if he plays for mine on the 13th.
Well, you guys are in luck.
No, I want Britney Spears at my birthday.
Howard, that's your birthday. You're a Capricorn or something, right, Howard?
So you guys are now...
I treat her like a unicorn.
You want Britney Spears at your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Sammy Hagar, huh?
Let's just turn left of center here.
You dig her? You like the way she looks, right?
Hey, Howard, I got a proposition for you.
Yeah.
You name it. Prince Albert, anything. If you can figure out some way for me to meet Sammy, I will do anything that you can.
I don't care. Sammy don't want to.
But Sammy, aren't you glad you stayed? There was a redhead on the phone.
Flypaper for crazies?
Let's go to Angela.
You weeded this one in. You had some guy there that was ready to burn me, and then you real quick shift me over to this guy.
No, I'm really
not. I'll see you in Cabo. I'll see you on the tour. We'll be playing Orlando, I'm sure, as long as this tour can work. Once it's showed that it can work, we'll probably continue on, but it's not guaranteed. But I'll see you out there, pal.
What about Angelo? You there?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
Yeah. Angelo, it's David Lee. How are you?
How you doing, Dave?
Outstanding.
I've been a fan for years.
Well, what do you want
to
say?
It's nice to see that you guys could get along and go up on stage together, though.
It's a time for unity, a great healing.
I like Sammy as Sammy, and I like Dave as Van Halen.
Boom.
Nothing against either, but, I mean, David, I've been a fan for years. I really didn't know much about Sammy, but I like the older Sammy Hagar with Can't Drive 55 or whatever, you know? the older stuff.
Well, you have individual players in this kind of music, and then you have it like when the Patriots took the field for the Super Bowl altogether. Some people are identified with a super team, and I expect that's me.
John, go ahead. You're on with Sammy and Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey. Good. Listen, I'm a music journalist. I've met everybody in the Van Halen camp except for Dave.
Hello.
I'm 32. Artie said he's 34, and he goes for the raw stuff. I love it all, but I got to say, nowadays, Sam, I don't know how you're going to deal with this guy for a whole tour.
What are you, Sam's agent?
Wait a minute. A lot of people have been telling me that, but you know what? I think it's great, man. What I had to do is I had to push my ego aside, because Dave does have a giant ego. We know this, right?
Yep.
So as long as you don't come in and butt heads with his ego, you can get along with Dave. My opinion is this. This is where I think I've outsmarted him. So I'm just not using my ego for all this. I'm just going about being still a guy, just roll, twist one, have a couple shots, just go around, do my thing, and it's all good. And as long as I don't get my ego involved, I can do this. But the second my ego's involved, I'm going, David Lee Roth, I'll kill him. I'm better than him. So
right.
I'm not doing all that crap because I want this to happen. This is really, really good for the fans.
Well, you never know.
I'm singing rock and roll. This will go down in history in the year 2002 as the greatest rock and roll concert of the year. Okay?
And by the way, the guy in the front, why are you assuming that David Lee's a tough, difficult one? Maybe Sammy is. You don't know that.
Howard, you see me. I even got along with you, Howard.
You did. You got along with everyone.
Well, like I said, I mean, I've spent time with these guys except for Dave, and, I love Dave since I was a teenager, but the other thing, too, man, I just interviewed Gary Cherone recently. What's up with taking pot shots at Gary Cherone, vagina monologues? The guy never said a bad word about you, and all he's ever done is treat, Dave.
Learn to have a little bit of fun. Lighten up. Get over it.
The guys have been put in a very precarious position with that.
Absolutely. All that stuff
really?
That happened, none of it was Gary's fault at all, man. He was a
victim. Who cares?
Man.
Who cares is right.
Showbiz, baby.
And I hate to see the next guy come in and try to do anything with those guys. I mean, you want to talk about people that aren't easy to get along with. Ed now, they fall way deep in that category. Those guys were so cool for 8 years when I was in that band, and the last couple of years, they turned into some other thing that I can't even describe what happened, but it was like some kind of cataclysmic.
It's not cataclysmic. They left the lifestyle behind. They didn't have the point of view. They didn't have the quarterbacks who could identify a lifestyle and a way to do it, to get after it. That's you and me, Sam, and we both have that completely and totally intact. Somewhere between Jimmy Buffett and the Led Zeppelins and the Grateful Deads and the Limp Bizkits is what we both sell for a living. It defies music, defies song lists, and it includes an entire day, much less than evening.
Sammy, why are you friends?
What's not to like about Dave? Did you hear that?
Yeah,
that
Sammy, but why are you
what
friends?
He say?
Sammy, why are you friends with Michael Anthony when he's one of the guys who threw you out of your band?
Michael Anthony,
he was not the bad guy. He was only the messenger.
Exactly. Michael Anthony.
Do you believe that?
They
of course
hit
I believe
the back
it.
Of somebody's trunk or something when they came in and made the phone call to me. Mike, he's a good guy.
So you hate Alex? You hate Alex? You guys hate Alex?
I don't hate anybody, but those guys weren't cool. They owe me an apology.
What about Eddie's alleged cancer? What's going on with that? You'd think that the guy would mellow a little bit. Have any of you been in touch with him about that?
Not recently.
I haven't.
No, I don't know what's cooking with that.
Does he have cancer?
Yeah.
That is the question that you're asking, that the king of all media, and you don't know the answer indicates that there's a severe question.
So there's
here.
Such bad blood that even when the guy gets ill, like I saw in the Ramones, the guys had such a hatred of Joey that some of them did, that they would not even get in touch with Joey.
No. If Ed was seriously ill, and I've talked to people in the camp, I would certainly make the phone call and wish him goodwill, and I would go down and give the guy the biggest hug he's ever had if I thought it was time for that. But I don't think it's time for that. And the guy pissed me off, and he owes me a phone call. That's
right.
How he's doing.
I hope that Eddie is healthy. I hope he's well.
From the bottom of my heart, I feel horrible.
Right. I hope he's doing really well, and come the time that I find out that he is doing really, really well, I'll plant my foot so deep in his butt he'll think I grew there.
Well, listen, I wish both you guys luck. The Song for Song Tour, the Heavyweight Champs of Rock and Roll Tour. This is going
to
be fun.
If they get to New York, I got to be there.
We will.
Because they're both going to kick butt on stage.
It's going to be a mighty time.
David Lee.
Sometime I'm going to invite you out at 2 o'clock in the morning on the stage to sing Dreams with me, just like you invite me on your show at 5:30 a.m.
Bro, let me out there with my guitar and let me do some damage. Let me
Howard looks more like the hot for teacher type than the dreamy type, just from where I'm sitting.
David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar opens May 29th. For ticket information, go to Ticketmaster.com.
Mighty time.
Visit David Lee Roth's website, DavidLeeRoth.com, and visit Sammy Hagar's website, RedRocker.com.
All right.
Dave, all right. I'll see you in Cleveland, pal.
Sam, be there. I'll meet you at the bar in 32 Measures.
Right the hell.
All right.
Man.
Thanks, Sammy.
Peace.
Bye.
Well, the new Osbournes. David Lee and Sammy Hagar,
my
put the camera back there.
My kids would have to be skinnier.
Put the camera back there. My kids would have to be skinnier. You'd put them on a diet.
You would kill them if they weren't skinny.
If you allowed a camera in my home, you'd have to pixelate a lot more than dog do.
What about that? Would you be willing to allow the cameras in your home?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to show half of what they catch, you know.
Right. This isn't about the money, though, for you, this tour. This is about pride, and this is
this
about...
This is about faceless, gratuitous backstage sex.
No, you also love...
Are you still doing that? You haven't given that up.
It ain't faceless. I know everybody now.
He actually learns their names now.
Oh,
he's matured.
Good for him.
David Lee, I love you. You know that.
Howard, you're the best.
I'm happy for you. I think this is a great idea, your tour. I said it from the beginning.
Thank you very much.
I thought you guys should have done this years ago. I love that you're going to be out there. Can't wait to see you out there playing when you come to New York. And Cleveland's in for a treat.
What are you wearing?
Spandex?
My best tactical spandex. We're on heightened alert, Howard.
That's a decent question, because I'll tell you something.
Because I'm back in style all over again. Are you talking about low-cut bell-bottoms with a drawstring and little Elvis loud and proud? Man?
Nowadays, everybody dresses like kind of grunge, you know, just with a T-shirt. Any of the younger bands,
yeah.
You know, it's a T-shirt. It's almost like trying not to look sort of glam like Van Halen.
Well, you got to have a whole lot of self-confidence there.
Will you dress
up? New young bands, then, yeah, you know, when you're first starting out, then maybe you're a little indecided, but everybody's got a different trend. I kind of occupy a space in my own, you know.
Will you wear karate gi at all on stage?
No.
No. What was that video I got from you in the mail?
That it started off as a bio and what are we up to lately and something that we can show on the screen behind the stage.
I see.
And then I figured, well, it'll do nothing but raise questions. Let's send it to Howard.
He sent me a 3-hour videotape of him doing kata to some kind of music. I don't know what was going on.
And here we are talking about it in front of 30 million of your closest friends.
Well, you're doing well, David Lee Roth. This is it. Far cry from the days when you were wandering around in the park scoring pot. You're back on top of the world, and I love it.
Good for him.
Yeah, great. Here. And this should be great. In fact, you really want to stick it to Van Halen. You should have the guys in your band wear Eddie Van Halen masks. Just have them parade around.
I think the new guys are going to dignify themselves. They're new, they're hot, and they're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
If they really want to stick it to the Van Halens, stay on tour. Don't start fighting with each other and end the tour.
And I think, as you can probably discern, that between Sam and I, the most intense level of rivalry is nothing. It doesn't end with the last bell and the first beer.
I think I think that they're going to go out on tour, and I think their manager is going to do everything to keep them separate.
So they don't get on each other's nerves.
My management's already threatening that.
You know what you ought to really do?
Get them on their bus.
If you want to, yeah, right. If you want to stick it to Van Halen, you F Valerie Bertinelli right on stage. Right at the finale.
I don't think he could do that.
Well, maybe I could do a porno with her and call it Inappropriately Touched by an Angel.
There you go. I give this two shows and these guys are going to be killing each other. But listen, I wish you the best of luck. I know you're going to have your hands full between you and Sammy and all your entourage.
Somebody is.
It's going to be beautiful.
God bless.
And you go check it out. Ticketmaster's got the info. DavidLeeRoth.com and RedRocker.com. You got all the info you need. And within 2 weeks, Dave should fire Sammy, and that'll be the end of it. We'll be back with the news right after these words. Thanks.